This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program, Wednesday, March 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month of March. We're marching later today into springtime as the first sort of half day. Starts late in the afternoon around the country, so tomorrow will be the first full day of spring. Also the first day of the astrological month, Aries. There are lots of things. The spring equinox brings a super full moon tonight. And the sun, as I say, the astrological focus on Aries, which is a fire sign. So get ready for fire. Mercury comes out of retrograde, but not until next week. So this week, and there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight around the country. Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug. So, Jennifer, what would you like to inform us as we start this hour?
Well, a little bit of an update on the New Zealand terror attack. There's new information out about the suspect that's in custody. He's been accused of carrying out Friday's terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, at two different mosques in the area. Now, the officials there are saying that he was likely on his way to carry out a third shooting before he was stopped by authorities. 50 people were killed when he opened fire inside those two mosques last week. The suspect, the person being charged, is Brent in Tarrant. He's a 28-year-old Australian man with murder in connection with the incident. That's his charge. There are more charges expected. He's only been charged with one murder. He's obviously got 50 people who are dead right now on his conscience, along with 50 others who were pretty seriously injured. The police commissioner is Mike Bush, and he said that authorities absolutely believe that they stopped the suspect on the way to a further attack. He said lives were saved, but he didn't go into detail. He didn't want to traumatize other people. And the first funerals are now being held in New Zealand for some of the victims. Hundreds of people paid tribute to them at Memorial Park Cemetery in New Zealand. I had also learned, and I don't think that we had heard about this, the way that this was stopped, I guess, is a man, and because law enforcement was criticized for not being able to stop this sooner. It was 17 minutes of horror and chaos that this guy documented on social media platforms with a GoPro camera. But one of the ways that this was stopped was that a man, I guess, a citizen, this is not a police officer, who had a gun but did not have ammunition, used the gun to hurl at the guy, and it cracked his windshield. He had thought he had been shot, and that's when law enforcement came in and were able to get a hold of him and get him out of his vehicle and into custody, which I thought was kind of interesting because I don't think we've been hearing much about exactly how he was stopped. So he was en route, they think, to a third destination before somebody stepped in, and I think a brave individual deserves a lot of kudos today for doing that.
Wow.
Jennifer, I would like you to, and I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I have since yesterday been reading into an interview that Patty Davis gave it's not important where the interview showed up, but she has been, I haven't heard from either one of the Reagan kids for a long time, Ron Reagan or Patty Reagan. And so this sort of sharply, this interview, whether you've heard about it or not, it's sort of sharp. She says there's no resemblance to the Republican Party of my father's time. Now, these kids were not known. This is a very interesting. His family dynamic was so different because he had two children, both of whom with his first wife, Jane Wyatt, were adopted. Michael and Maureen, that was it. Yeah, she passed away. And then when he married Nancy Davis, they had two children, Ron Jr. and Patty. And both of them have been identified with more left-of-center thinking. And for a while, I think Patty and her father were estranged, but I think they kind of got back together again under the circumstances. So I wonder if this has any weight, or is this just
a way to take another shot at Trump, because that's basically what she's doing, talking about her father and what the Republican Party was like then and what the Republican Party is like now. She says, quote, "I think he would be horrified," referring to her father. "I think he'd be heartbroken because he loved this country a lot, believed in this country." She was kind of critical of her father.
I take this with a grain of salt about her political beliefs and ideology, uh-huh. because yep. she wasn't a fan of the Republican Party when her dad was leading it, and that's why they were estranged, is primarily over politics. And so it's hard to take her criticism to heart when she's never really liked Republican principles, and so to hold it up like it was some kind of great thing, I don't know. I just talked to Michael this week, and he is a staunch supporter of the president, and he never was before. He was a never Trumper all the way up until Trump got elected, and now because of the conservative output of the Trump administration, he's become a supporter of the president. So look, does Trump have the same gentleness that Reagan did? I think no, but at the same time, I think their presidencies have a lot of correlation. I think that up until, I think Trump's been the most effective president that we've had up since Ronald Reagan, and I think that whether you like him or not, he's getting a lot of stuff done, and it's a lot of stuff that conservatives and Republicans believe in, and I think that that's what he was hired by the American people to do. As far as the correlation between Reagan and Trump, I think we have a short memory. We realize that Reagan actually had the same problems Trump did. He was really attacked by the news media. He had a lot of the same stuff going on culturally that Trump has. So I think there are some correlations to draw. I just don't necessarily put a lot of sentiment, other than she gets her political right to express herself like everyone else does. And I would say that she has a right to say she doesn't like the guy. I just don't know if what she's saying is necessarily true for everyone.
Yeah, right. I understand that. I don't agree with you that Reagan was the last effective. He may have been the last effective, but I think George Bush, the father, for a while, was pretty good. The first two or three years, certainly Desert Storm was something that was important, and he's known for that, and I think it needed to be done, and he did a good job leading it with the Army folks that were there. I think that was a good, but it's good. I mean, it was an important thing for us to be involved in. It had to be done. Nobody else was going to do it. I think Bill Clinton was a good president.
I think he's very effective. I'm talking about Republicans. I'm talking about Republican presidents.
Okay.
I think Clinton was probably the last effective Democrat, and I think that
he was the last effective president in my mind. I don't think we've had since then. I don't think we've had really good, strong leadership from either the Republicans or the Democrats. Bush was a horror show. Obama worse, and this guy even. Although there
Obama
are things,
was not worse than George W. Bush.
In my opinion, he was, Victoria.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you don't agree, but in my opinion, I think he was a horror show. But you can have your opinion. I have my opinion. I wouldn't laugh at you if you said something about the other people. I just find Obama, for me, was a nightmare. I think he was a horrible president. I think he's a wonderful human being.
I don't want to argue about that.
He's a wonderful human being, but I think he was not an effective president. I think there were a lot of things that were done pretty much the same as what's going on now. Very one-sided, not the whole country in the focus. And I think that that's what we need, a president who was taking care of business for the whole of the country.
I don't think we have that at all right now. I think we have the most one-sided president ever in my lifetime.
I don't think it's possible.
And that's where we would disagree, because I actually think Obama's what's kind of at the root of where we are right now. He made it really difficult for anybody to function under his laws if you own a business in this country. I think everything that America stood for, he kind of stood against, and he pushed us into kind of this globalist frame of mind. And I don't know. I mean, we'd agree. That's where we fundamentally disagree. And I think, Doug, you probably fall somewhere in the middle of Victoria and I. But
I do. Yeah.
But the question is there anyone running right now that is going to do any better to unite the country? And
no.
I think the answer is no.
No.
Is this a symptom less about the candidate or the president and more about where we are as a culture and as a society? And I think that's really the root of where we are, is team sports, and it's too bad.
Yeah. And the news media is an unindicted co-conspirator in all of this for their own reasons. I was listening to a discussion on one of the public radio stations in Boston yesterday. I don't listen to much talk radio anymore because, frankly, I don't like it. It's not. There's a great talk radio station that I love listening to in Los Angeles, KFI. It's a very good talk radio station, and it's so different from public radio, but yet it's informative and entertaining. The hosts are brilliant. It's just a great radio station. I don't get to listen to a lot of the stations that carry this program around the country that I'm sure have some really good, especially if it's good local stuff or some of the national stuff that's really good. But I think that some of the things that are, I think public radio, Trump has gone on record as trying to pull money away from public radio and television. I agree with that 100%. I don't think there should be a dime going to public radio or public television because of the way they run it. I mean, I can go off on a treatise on this from my own experience. But see, that's the sort of thing. I take Trump and Obama issue by issue, not person to person. I think that Obama, I know some people that know Obama well, and they convinced me, not that I needed convincing, that he was a good, solid human being. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about leadership. I think that we sort of cloud some of these issues sometimes into the personalities of the people, and the news media focuses on. I mean, look at some of the stuff that comes from the Huffington Post every day, or Stephen Colbert, or anybody, you know, they get on this, or Bill Maher, my God, I don't know why. I always want to watch him to see what he's doing and what, you know, what, how he's going to jump off the face of the earth into planet ozone every week. And the way this stuff is presented, it's just, I don't know, maybe part of it is the arrogance of the way it's presented. But at any rate, I think that that we just really, I just worry about my grandson and what he's going to grow up in and to, what his circumstances are, and what's going to, not only our country, but the world is going to be all about. Now, did my father say the same thing to me? Absolutely. Did your father, Victoria, say the same thing to you? The country's going to hell. I don't know about whether Carol...
No.
You know,
I've never heard that from him. No.
My father said that all the time. Country's going to hell. And I don't think the country's going to hell, but I think there's just stuff that befuddles us because it is the technology befuddles people, the information befuddles people, and it doesn't always get presented in a way that you understand what the facts are. And so, you know, it gets to be kind of an axe-grinding circumstance. Anyway, good conversation. It gives us all to think, and that's what we're here to do in part. Calitrin, let me have you think about how to lose weight in a very, very concise, intelligent way. The benefits of using Calitrin, because its main ingredient is collagen. Most people learned about that. We've all been laughing about me and my chemistry classes and some of the notes I'm finding from college. I remember studying collagen and how important it was to our biological health. 30% of the protein in your body is actually collagen, and your body stops making it when you're about 30, 32, in that vicinity there. Just your body changes. And that's when you start to, you know, have so much muscle, a little more fat. So let's see if we can do something about that with Calitrin. Number one ingredient is collagen. That's why it helps you lose the weight, because it encourages you with a little exercise to develop healthy, lean muscle, hold your body together, push the fat out, burn it up while you're exercising, and that's where the weight loss comes from. So, and there's other benefits from using Calitrin because of the collagen in it. It deflates acid reflux. It helps your joints because collagen supports the joints in your body. So it's a fabulous product. That's the bottom line. You'll lose the weight, keep it off, stay on the program for about 10, 12 weeks, and you'll see great results. Toploss.com is the only way you get a hold of Calitrin. It's a website just for Calitrin users. Toploss.com, go there, use the code DJV, get a special bonus deal when you buy 3 bottles, and you also get a discount off the price. Let's get at it. Lose that weight, be feeling good about how safe the product is. Calitrin at toploss.com, special deal using the DJV code. 21 after the hour.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across the land.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program, Victoria Carey and I have a focus on the ACM Academy Country Music Awards. The second round of performers has been announced. Brandi Carlile, Kelly Clarkson, Dierks Bentley sharing their talents. This is a show that will be on the 7th of next month, which is only a week from this Sunday, believe it or not. How about that? Bring you up a little short. We're almost into April. Act spanning multiple genres, set to take stage at the arena in Las Vegas, part of the annual awards show. Country Music Hall of Fame inductees Brooks and Dunn performing during the evening, as well as Eric Church, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, Ashley McBride, and let's see, others, Miranda Lambert, Reba McEntire, George Strait, Brothers Osborne. Is it Reba McEntire going to be the host of this? Is that the show she hosts?
Uh-huh.
This show?
Yeah.
She's hosted the show about 14 times and was the host last year. There's a promo on CBS for her walking on what looks like a road, and then they show how the spot was done. It's kind of cute. So, if you're a big fan of country music, the award show will air on the 7th, 3 hours.
Woo!
It's like the Academy Awards, right? On the CBS, 8 o'clock.
3 hours? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 3-hour show. I don't know. I mean, some of these people are good, but who's going to stick around for 3 hours? Well, I guess you're a big country fan.
Isn't that? I feel like that's the length of all award shows.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're all the same.
Grammys are around that, right. Which I mean, to be fair, I don't stick around
category.
And watch it. But
yeah,
right. But it's a broad category, but it's mostly pop. I feel like the Grammys isn't that.
Yeah, I guess. All right, I'll defer to you, Kara, on that. I'm not an expert in that department much anymore, as much as I used to be, anyway. Moving on to some other people that are in the musical news today. George Strait, who I identify with, because he was the mainstay of country music when I was a country jock in the 60s. He says he's going to continue his retirement, which rather than retiring to his ranch in Texas means taking a sort of non-traditional approach to touring. Announcement of an upcoming summer show at Gillette Stadium, which is where the Patriots play, in Foxborough, outside of Boston. Blake Shelton, Cody Johnson, Caitlin Smith will join Strait for this concert. It's scheduled for the 17th of August, just before the football season begins. You can get your tickets starting Friday of next week. This past weekend, Strait, along with the special guest Robert Earl Keen and Lyle Lovett, closed the Houston Rodeo with a record-breaking concert in the stadium there. The event drew 80,000 fans. Wow.
Well, that's got to be Foxborough size, right?
Yeah.
Gillette Stadium has to be 80,000. Yeah.
So who would have thunk in Massachusetts or New England that you'd have that kind of interest in country music? But there's huge. There are two country stations in Boston now. I didn't even think New York has two country stations. Does it?
New York doesn't have any. I don't think they have any country stations.
Yeah, they got the
Nash.
I guess
they got Nash FM. Yeah, one station.
Yeah, right,
but that's for whatever reason, country music has just never worked in Manhattan. So,
no.
But other than that, it's the number one format in the country.
It is after the most listenership crossover is between news talk radio and country radio. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, the 30th studio album that Strait has done called Honky Tonk Time Machine is due out also next week. It's his first studio album since Cold Beer Conversation from 2015. Don't you love some of the names of these country tunes?
That's a good name, Cold Beer Conversation.
Yeah, it is, right. How many people have conversations over a cold beer at a bar or even at home? You know, remember the beer deal that Obama had with the guy from Cambridge and somebody else? The beer, what they call it? Is the beer convention or something like that. So, yep, I'll drink to that. 28 past the hour.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is now requesting an audit of the FAA's approval of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX 8. The U.S. recently grounding the aircraft model after two deadly international crashes in less than 5 months. The U.S. move came after similar actions by dozens of other countries. In a statement, the Secretary notes that safety is the top priority of her department. Meanwhile, a new FAA administrator is in the works. As we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he intends to nominate Steve Dixon to be the next administrator. He's a former fighter pilot, a former Delta captain, and a one-time airline executive. The Senate will still have to confirm him.
A sheriff's deputy in the state of Washington dead after being shot during what started out as a routine traffic stop last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Everybody's listening to the DJV program on air with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria has something that will no doubt end up in our DJVshow.com podcast. All our voices and all of the opinions and fun and whoop-de-doody. All right, so this is a serious focus and a serious time for the FAA, so
yeah.
What's new there? What's happening with the FAA?
Well, what's new is that a former Delta Airlines executive has been nominated to become the new administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, and of course, this is such a pivotal time for the FAA and for Boeing, and so this guy's name is Steve Dixon. He has been nominated. I guess he was in the running for this a while back, but now he's been officially nominated. He retired recently as Delta's vice president for flight operations, so he knows the ins and outs of how
second
you know, a major
most
airline
important
works.
Job in any major airline is the ops guy.
Yeah.
He's got to be brilliant, this guy.
What's really scary, though, is that the FAA has actually not had a permanent chief for more than a year. This is one of those roles that, you know, when people talk about how many roles in the Trump administration have been unfilled, this is one of them that should have been filled a while ago. The administrator role has actually been essentially taken over. It's been in, they had an acting head. His name was Daniel Elwell. He's been there for the last 14 months. And so now this Steve Dixon, if he gets approved, he will take over. And I think his experience is pretty vast, not only being yeah. with Delta, but he was also a commercial airline pilot himself. He began his career in the military, and then he flew various commercial aircraft, including all of the Boeings. And in his post at Delta, he was responsible for flight safety and pilot training. I think that this is probably the best nomination that Trump has ever come up with in the history
with you.
Of
I
his.
I think it's a good nomination. Yeah,
I think that this sounds like, and I don't know anything more about him, but on paper, this to me is exactly the type of person that you would want yep. running the FAA, especially yep. with so many safety concerns. And there's an investigation right now that's an investigation into the FAA, and if they played a role in looking the other way with the Boeing inspections of the 737 MAX jets. So having someone come in and revamp how the FAA is run, I think, is really important.
Well, this is a circumstance. This guy is a pilot and a flight guy through and through and through. So he knows the nuts and bolts. He's not going to get snowed or schnuckered by these guys one way or another. I get to the bottom. But he does. I mean, the bias here is that pretty much all of the planes in the military are Boeing aircraft. And as a pilot, he started out working commercially on the 727, which tells me that he's been flying. This guy is no spring chicken. I'm guessing he's probably in his late 60s, maybe early 70s, because having... If you were flying a plane, a 727, those first went into the air in the late 60s. So those planes, the 37, I mean, these are all good, solid planes. He sounds like a good, solid guy, so good.
Yeah. That's well, and also, Delta nice has thing. A very good safety record.
Yep.
And
Delta's
if he's been
airline.
In charge of Delta in that capacity, then I think that, you know, that's even another feather in his cap. So I think this is a good
interesting,
nomination.
The guy who flies the president's 747, John Duncan, apparently Trump talked to him about running the
he
FAA.
He wanted him, but yeah.
Yeah, right. But he
I forget what happened, but
he's
there
an
was...
Air Force pilot. But there's a guy who's yeah. in Air Force. I think he's flown Air Force One for this 747. I think he's flown it pretty much since it was put into operation when Reagan was president. That's when these two planes were put into operation in 84, I think, 85, somewhere in there. And I think this guy has been the pilot of the plane pretty much since then. So, anyway, so he's been around. He knows his way around. But this is a good choice. It's a good pick. Now, let me take you to something that I'm having a hard time. I'm asking you for help on this one, Victoria.
Okay.
This rather odd case the FBI has about the black man, the security guard named Gerald Wallace, in Miami, who was one of the people who was calling the mosque, telling them he was going to kill them all. Investigators say what they have found on this guy's phone is really amazing. He's 35 years old. He called the KKK over and over again because he told investigators, I like what they're saying. And so the detective from the city of Miami, the police department, wanted to know, what do you like about their message? The guy says, what they say about Islam. I hate Muslims. This is a case that, you know, if it wasn't something that was kind of tragic or sad, would make a comedy skit someplace.
Like, did he get the wrong message from watching Black Klansmen?
Right, well, that's where this is sort of the antithesis. That's the point.
Right.
The antithesis of the Black Klansmen, and it shows up because we've got some hate groups. We know there are a heck of a lot of hate groups. I was going to say a hell of a lot of hate groups, but there are. They're growing very popular. even though it's not the KKK specifically, but it's the, you know, that kind of stuff, that kind of thinking, where you don't like somebody because of their skin color or religion, and can you come up with a reason you don't like them? This guy says, I hate him, so the cop says, why? He says, I don't know. I just don't like them.
Right. Yeah. That, well, that's most ignorant people. That's their answer when they're asked,
right,
well, why do you feel that way? I don't know
so
what to do.
He threatened the Islamic Center in Miami Gardens and pled guilty to obstructing the exercise of his victim's religious beliefs, sentenced to a year in jail. And I don't know. This is a focus because of the massacre. Mm-hmm. And people are trying to understand why it is that people have so much hate. And this was just one guy I plucked this out of any number of stories about people and their hate groups.
There was a similar story in Arizona, I think, about a mosque in Arizona that was also threatened. So,
yeah.
Oh, people.
All right, here, let's go back to New Jersey for a moment. A New Jersey referee criticized for forcing a black teenager to cut his dreadlocks for a wrestling match. He's going to file a lawsuit that claims he was defamed and he has suffered emotional distress. Here's another one of these. It's the same kind of stuff. His name is Alan Maloney. He made a teenage wrestler named Andrew Jackson cut his hair before he would let him wrestle. And so why was that? He said,
I don't know the rules of wrestling, but are there rules that stipulate that you can't have long hair?
Whether that's an unseen, I don't know. I've always thought that that in sports you ought to have a short haircut, no matter whether you're professional, college, or whatever.
There are tons of guys in the NFL with dreads.
Yeah, the weird thing about it is that they would wait until the day of the match right before they're supposed to wrestle.
Right.
I mean, if it was an issue, obviously he's had dreadlocks for quite a while.
Yeah.
Why would
so
that be addressed
coach
beforehand?
Would have told him if it was a, yeah. So this referee is just this sounds like this is a referee who targeted him.
Yeah, right. Another the bigotry. That's what, the reason I brought it up with the KKK black guys who don't like Muslims and white guys who don't like guys with hair that have dreadlocks. Come on. What is it? How is it bothering you? How does it hurt you? It's like people who say they don't like gay marriage because it ruins gay marriage. I mean, ruins marriage for everybody else. How the hell do you think? How do you come up with that conclusion? Where does that come? My father was a bigot. You know, he grew up in South Boston, and the black gangs and the white gangs were always fighting. But as he grew older, all my son's friends were black, and he brought them home. My father changed. But it took him, it was late in life when he changed.
Mm.
I never understood. Well, I grew up in, this town's very diverse where I live. And I just grew up around this stuff, and I don't think anything. Maybe, I don't know. Is there something that I'm missing? I just don't get it.
I don't understand.
Don't get it. And what I do get is how fabulous the mattress toppers are from MyPillow.com. Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. The topper is guaranteed the most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own. The new Giza sheets are going to be the most comfortable sheets you've ever owned. So what are you waiting for? Get a better night's rest without the pain of having pillows that are all yucky. You can't wash the other thing. You can wash the my pillows. And certainly the mattress topper, you can wash that if you need to. Keep it clean. Sheets, et cetera, et cetera. So go to MyPillow.com, order all of these things, get up to 50% off and free shipping, depending on what you're buying. It depends on whether it's the sheets or the mattress cover or the pillows. But make sure that you use the promo code DJV when you're buying at MyPillow.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Happy to have my pal Nick Miles with us, who has a great website, autoexpert.com. Also, I didn't know this. You've been holding out on me. I didn't know you were the president of the Northwest Automotive Press Association. Wow, that's impressive. You're a big guy.
I don't like the titles, Doug. It's just when it's right. A chat, it's just you and me and nobody else.
Exactly. All right, I understand that you are at the Atlanta Auto Show, which has been going on for a long time. What are you driving? What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? What do you like?
I like everything that's shiny and has a steering wheel. You know me, Doug. It doesn't. I don't put anything in boxes. When I grew up, if it had a gas pedal, I was in, basically.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You know, like if there's new cars available, you got me. I love to go look at new cars, go play with them, and sometimes just sit inside them and shut the doors and shut out the whole world and keep it nice and quiet, especially with new cars. They're so nice and quiet on the inside.
Well, let's talk about that, because when you're looking at all these new cars, for a while during the recession, a lot of people preferred to buy used cars or keep their cars going. Now, because I guess of financing as much as anything else, you can buy a new car and actually get it cheaper than you can buy old cars, right? Is that kind of how it shakes out?
Sometimes, depending on the brand, a lot of times some of the luxury cars get returned on leases real quick, and they're a really, really great buy. I constantly go searching places like Auto Navigator online I go look at all the cars that are available and go, you know, that's a really good deal on a two-year-old truck, or you know, this is a luxury truck that's never been off-roaded in its life, and I'll start searching them, and you'll see some of these really great prices. The whole online thing has made car shopping really, really exciting. So now you can go search, you know, like 4 million different cars online just by the click of a button.
And then with them oftentimes are suggestions for financing, right? How you can buy the car, how much it costs a month to purchase the car and that sort of thing. Is that the technology of buying cars? A lot of people buy cars, new cars, online, right? They just do everything online.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And this is one of the things, too. One of the problems being that, Capital One did a survey that said only 20% of people were confident in the car buying process, and 6% thought it was transparent. That means there's a really huge amount of possible improvement that can be made. So with the Auto Navigator app, which I used, by the way, to buy my brand new car, you go on there, you can find the vehicle, but at the same time, you can also get pre-approved for financing. And this, I tell people to be careful about this so many times. Like, if you go to somewhere like Auto Navigator and get pre-approved, it doesn't ding your credit. A lot of people don't know that, you know, going and applying at different places to get financing can often ding your credit. This is the one thing I love about Auto Navigator. Plus, it's like the old slide rules. I'm sure you remember those when we were in school, but you can actually change things around with your loan, so you can change the terms, you can change all of the things about to make sure that the loan works for you. A lot of people go in there and they sort of have this idea of monthly payments in mind. It's not about monthly payments, and you can see everything transparently online. What the interest rate is, what the period you're buying the car for, how much you're actually paying. Those things are super important. And then, you know, nowadays you can just click the button, print it out, print out your pre-approval for the loan from Auto Navigator, print out the car you're looking for. You go in, you put them on the table at the dealer, and you're not spending a whole day in the dealer doing negotiations and stuff. It's all there. It's already done. I like that idea. I want to be out driving my car, Doug, rather than sitting in the dealer trying to get it.
What'd you buy for a new car?
Put me on the spot here. I bought a Lexus, and I bought a Lexus SUV, and I bought it through Auto Navigator. You know, I found the car. I knew what I wanted to look for, and that was the car of choice. Now, saying that, it does join a stable of a huge amount of cars in my life.
I'm not surprised.
To cut down, but it's a really terrible habit.
I know, but it's very invigorating to have those around. So if you want to do just like Nick did, go to CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator. CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator. Our thanks to Nick Miles here on the DJV Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As we begin spring, it's time for us to spring into another inspirational moment or two with Chuck Curry, our movie man. So now we return to those thrilling days of yesteryear in the 1980s for the movie Terminator Judgment Day. All right, whose birthday is it from Terminator Judgment Day today, Chucker?
Actually, it's no birthday. We have a release date, November 1st of this year. The newest Terminator movie will come out, Terminator Dark Fate, which will bring back Arnold Schwarzenegger, now 71. Linda Hamilton will reprise her role as Sarah Connor in an alternative timeline. She's now 62. And a young actress named Mackenzie Davis, who co-starred opposite Charlize Theron in the movie Tully, is going to be one of the Terminators in this film. I'm looking forward to it, actually, because James Cameron, who directed the first two installments, the second one being, the first two being great films in that franchise, he's going to produce and supposedly heavily involved in this installment. So Terminator Dark Fate hits theaters November 1st. Will you be first or second online?
Probably I'll pass on this one. I think I'll probably stay home or go watch something else at the movies. I see Christopher Nolan. What's he best known for, Chucker? What work is he?
He does big movies. The Dark Knight trilogy at Warner Brothers, Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. He's a tremendous filmmaker. I saw that story. John David Washington, the son of Denzel, who had a breakout role in Spike Lee's Black Klansman. He's going to be the lead in an untitled action, what they're calling an action blockbuster tentpole movie at Warner Brothers, directed by Chris Nolan. When Chris Nolan attaches himself as a director, it's usually a very anticipated, high-profile, big-budget movie. So, you know, John Denzel Washington, I got to be honest, never saw him before. Black Klansman.
He's in Ballers, a TV show with The Rock. He's a lead football player, kind of halfway teetering between retirement or not.
It's a good career break for him, being in this movie, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. Is he the same as his father? No. Does he have acting chops like his father? Where was his father at this age? You know, everybody asks those kinds of questions. Denzel Washington, I think, has always been a star. This kid can be. I think this kid could be a star. I like the way he was in Black Klansman.
He was great.
It was good. Black Klansman, good dog. Broadway's Jekyll and Hyde is going to be produced as a movie. How will that work? A major motion picture. This has been on.
You tell me.
The story Jekyll and Hyde is a Robert Louis Stevenson novel. It was on Broadway first in 1997, has grossed $1 billion, playing in 28 countries. So now
I don't know if these properties really work as well as they did maybe in yesteryear as they would now in 2019. Jekyll and Hyde, even if they did a Frankenstein, Dracula or vampires certainly do work. But Warner Brothers, when they did The Mummy, or Universal, they try to revive the classic monster series. Tom Cruise is attached. That movie did not do well. I know they're going to do The Invisible Man next on a different type form, not as big scale as they originally anticipated. But general audiences, unless you make this stuff really hip, I think it's a tougher, much tougher sell than it would have been many decades ago.
Hmm. Well,
speaking of horror, much to my surprise, the advanced reviews for this new remake of Pet Sematary are literally outstanding. Many critics calling it tremendously entertaining, very scary, and supposedly the studio Warner Brothers let the directors go way against the studio formula, and the third act of this movie, from what I read, is completely off the walls. Very scary stuff from what I read. So they actually say general audiences just thinking they're going to walk in to see a standard studio horror film are going to be very surprised how crazy and intense this movie actually is. And it's
Will be the first person in line to see that one, right?
I'm going
to
go see it. Well, I'm not. I'm more zombie stuff, though. But, yeah, I'm going to go see it. My daughter will probably take me to see it, yeah.
Huh. Who's now 12.
No, she's 13.
She's 13, excuse me. Yeah,
not a problem.
All right, what other quick movie news have you got?
Bit of news. Matt Reeves' new Batman movie over at Warner Brothers is going to be released January 20th, 2021. They're looking for an actor, Doug, in his upper 20s to play Bruce Wayne and Batman. And reportedly, this film might take place in the 1990s. So a Batman movie in the 1990s.
From Gotham. Take the kid who's playing Bruce Wayne in Gotham and put him into that role. What do you think of that?
He's a little too young.
You think he is? Oh, I
like that show. I think that show does some really cool stuff, though. Gotham on Fox. I like
A Cool Cat. That's Chuck Curry. He's our cool cat, our movie moments here on the...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.